and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Thanks for being with us. Today's podcast discusses the prevalence of ERP failure, its consequences, and how your organization can recover. And today I'm going to be speaking with Bree Neely. She's a senior manager at Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in ERP implementation, organizational change management, and benefits realization. Bree has provided expert witness analysis for some of the highest profile ERP failure cases of the past decade, so she certainly knows of what she speaks. Bree, thanks for joining us here on the program.
Hello, Chris. Thanks for having me.
That's very nice to be talking with you today. Let's start right away with the first question that everybody is on their mind right out of the top here. How would you define for us, what is ERP failure?
Well, there's many ways to define it, but in essence, an ERP failure is simply an ERP project that takes longer than expected, costs more than expected, or fails to deliver the expected business benefits.
Okay.
Also, any ERP implementation that results in a significant operational disruption at the time of go-live is obviously considered an ERP failure. I also want to make the point, though, that not every ERP failure is extreme, but they all are significant enough to lead the organization's executive team and the ERP project team to take a hard look at where they went wrong and what changes they need to make moving forward to increase the return on their ERP investment.
Sure. Okay. Well, how then would you explain how using a proven ERP methodology can decrease the risk that a business has to take on?
Well, there's three key points to ERP success. It's project management, business process management, and organizational change management.
Mm-hmm.
All of these must be methodically addressed to get an organization to where they want to be. In terms of their ERP implementation. And so when an organization goes into implementation, they typically get a consulting firm like Panorama or a systems integrator or so forth who comes in with their own ERP implementation methodologies. The issue that we see a lot in the failures is that these methodologies are really technically based.
Mm-hmm.
And from Panorama's point of view, the technical aspects of an implementation are the quote-unquote easy aspects. It really is the business processes, the organizational changes, and the project management that brings a firm to success or to failure. So when an implementing organization is looking at these consulting firms, they want to make sure that their methodologies are proven to address these three key aspects.
I see. Okay. And what are some of the recommended first steps towards recovery?
Well, you know, of course, it depends on how intense the ERP failure is.
Right.
And we define failure in a number of different ways, as I already spoke about. But it can be as minor as people not using the system in the way that they're supposed to. And I say minor, but that obviously can have a huge impact.
Right.
Or it can be as kind of catastrophic as an operational disruption.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to an implementation, there's things an organization can and should do to plan for failure in a way, worst-case scenario planning.
Right.
So going into implementation, any organization should have a contingency plan in place that they can fall back on. And what's really key about this is that the contingency plan needs to address how the business would run without any software or computer system. I mean, really take it back to Flintstone era.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is pretty scary for most organizations.
I imagine so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. And there's always a risk of, some natural disaster or something that completely takes the organization offline. So regardless of if you're in an ERP implementation or not, you should have some of this in place anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So after the system has failed in an operational way and people are getting back to their work and work has begun again. What the company needs to do to take a step towards recovery is do a deep dive analysis into exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then they need to do typically a reworking of their business process map and their change management plan. That's a lot of times when third-party consultants can be of a great benefit because they can come in with fresh eyes, obviously, to the project and to its management and so forth, and really look at what exactly happened and what processes need to be addressed first.
Right. And they, by virtue of the fact that they're sort of outside looking in, giving their professional opinion in that case, mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit more, as you say, fresh eyes, a little bit less stressed out.
And yeah, objective.
Objective, yeah, opinion. Yeah.
You know, assessment of the situation, because you bring up a great point. ERP implementations are super stressful and they can last for years. And mm-hmm. so if you put on top of that an ERP implementation that fails, the project team is going to be really, really distressed, and morale is going to be very low.
Right.
So it's definitely helpful to bring in a third party to assess the situation and not to assign blame, but to just really get to the root of it and get the operations back up and running as quickly as possible.
Right. So what would you say are some of the biggest hindrances to recovery?
Well, not having a business contingency plan would be the biggest mistake an organization can make. Without it, they're just not going to have any success getting the business processes running smoothly in any sort of near-term way. And while their systems are down, they're going to be likely to lose customers and revenue. So not having that plan would be the biggest hindrance. And also, as I mentioned previously, there's a lot of finger pointing and blame in any organization that has a major catastrophe happen. It's not obviously just limited to ERP implementations, but it's just natural. But it can really halt the recovery process since too much of the focus becomes on who is to blame rather than what project components were lacking mm-hmm. or need to be improved. So normally the problem lies in the definition of the business processes and whether or not the organization adapted the software to accommodate their processes or vice versa, as well as the change management pieces that the organization did or didn't do to make sure that everybody was aligned and using the system in the right way. When an organization has to deal with issues like that, that theoretically should have been done on the front end of the project
mm-hmm.
and shouldn't have led to its failure,
right.
There can be, a fair amount of bad feelings. I guess.
Right.
So that would be a huge hindrance.
Yeah, I imagine so. There's certainly a lot to consider there. You're listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm talking with Bree Neely today, Senior Manager at Panorama Consulting Solutions, about ERP failure and how to recover from it. We're going to be right back with more information from Bree. Stick around.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions, speaking with Bree Neely, Senior Manager at Panorama Consulting Solutions. Let's get back into our discussion with Bree about recovering from ERP failure. So now that you've given us a few of the scenarios and And the worst case scenario being a failure without a contingency plan, no plan B, to go back to the Flintstone era, even, as you say. That's one of the worst. Give us an example. What would you say is, based on your experience in the field, an example of a real-life significant ERP failure?
Oh, well, there have been quite a few. And, you know, as I said, failure can be defined in a lot of different ways, and there are certainly minor failures that never make it to the courtroom or never make it into the press that are happening every day.
Mm-hmm.
That really just come down to the company not getting any return on this huge investment in this system. But in terms of big, dramatic failures, in late June of this year, the Royal Bank of Scotland had this huge, massive failure, and mm-hmm. customers were unable to make or receive payments for several days. And I think, you know, if my memory serves, they it even messed up some people getting bailed out of jail and so on. So it was this huge issue that affected a lot of people in a really negative way, where they couldn't go and buy groceries, they couldn't access their paychecks. I mean, and mm-hmm. you know how scary that would be.
Yeah, I remember this story. Yeah.
Yeah, very absolutely. Scary. And it was in the news it's still in the news. It's ongoing. So it caused significant customer service issues, naturally. And there's a lot of lost revenue, a lot of lost trust in the bank and their computer systems and so forth. And so that was really wild that a bank of that size clearly didn't have the contingency and backup plans in place to deal with something like this. I mean, it took days to fix, and people were really, really negatively affected by it.
Yeah, and as you say...
I'm sorry, go on.
No, I mean, definitely negatively affected. And as you say, there's still ripple effects of it possibly happening today, several months later.
Absolutely. I mean, you think of, you know, the runs on the banks and so forth that have happened, and just... a lack of consumer confidence in the banking system can have incredibly negative effects on the overall economy.
Yeah.
And so something that we all kind of take for granted, that our money will be there and that we'll be able to access it when we need it, to have that trust stripped away from an IT failure is really, it's pretty appalling and really devastating.
Yeah. And so you say that they, in this particular instance, the Royal Bank of Scotland had no or a weak contingency plan or none?
You know, I don't know. I just read the press reports like anybody else.
Yeah.
But it seemed to me that if they had a good one, it wouldn't have gone on for so long. I mean, you know, there's always these crazy cases and
right.
And things happen that you can't plan for. But it seemed to me that this was just stretching out beyond any realistic time frame to get the problem solved.
Right, and that's one of the most extreme cases when you talk about significant ERP failure. And as you say, it could be something not that extreme, but affects a company's bottom line and the everyday behavior of the employees,
absolutely,
et cetera. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, I worked on a change management endeavor or initiative for a client that, you know, I don't think that the client would necessarily call what was going on a failure, but what was going on was that the employees were hardly using the ERP system. So to me,
yeah,
you know, if you spend whatever you spend on the ERP system, a couple million, 10 million, 20 million, and your employees are still using Excel, you know, you just spent however many million on Excel.
I'd call that a failure. Yeah, that's
yeah,
a failure.
Yeah, so... So that's going on at a lot of organizations, and a lot of it really comes down to change management, to making sure that the business processes are right around the software and that they're communicated to the employees in the right way and that the employees are trained on it and that they have buy-in into the process of using the system. Because if employees are like, well, you know, yeah, I see what you're saying. That's one way of doing this, but I came up with this other way of doing it 10 years ago, and
right,
that's superior, and
right,
nobody's looking over my shoulder, so I'm going to just keep doing this. I would categorize that as a failure.
Right. Well, that sort of leads me into my next question here. What, as far as Panorama Consulting goes, what methodology do you use when conducting a project recovery?
Well, you know, we have this team of independent ERP consultants, and we go in and to provide hands-on project management to get the projects back on track. And we start by conducting a recovery evaluation, and that means that we assess what components may have led to this operational disruption or, mm-hmm. you know, just a low-level failure, as I was just talking about.
Right.
And then we conduct this evaluation that includes components such as risk management, business process alignment, system integration, and the change management piece I was speaking of. Then we use all that to get to the heart of the problem and figure out the solutions to move forward. So that's all part of our overall implementation and change management and business process management methodologies. We take pieces from each of them because, you know, every situation is completely different. And so we just kind of lean on our overall cross-functional knowledge to figure out exactly what's going on, what happened, and what needs to happen to get the company back online and getting returns from its ERP system as quickly as possible.
Okay. So Bree, where can our listeners find out more about ERP failure and how they themselves can begin to recover from it if they need that help?
Well, Panorama has a really comprehensive website. We have a ton of thought leadership on our blog and in our on-demand webinar series and in our white papers and so forth about ERP failures and successes and, you know, tips to avoid the former and tips to achieve the latter.
Mm-hmm.
And also our managing partner, Eric Kimberling, does webinars pretty much every week that are free on Thursdays. And a lot of what he talks about is just this. It's about avoiding failure and achieving success. So I would invite any listeners to really utilize the search function bar on our website, which is Google-enabled, so it's really good,
mm-hmm.
and look for ERP failure or ERP success, and then just also check out our resource center and so forth.
Okay. Well, everyone, I've been speaking today with Bree Neely, the Senior Manager at Panorama Consulting Solutions, and I'd like to thank her for joining us here as we wrap up this exploration of ERP failure and recovery right here on ERP Strategies and Solutions. Bree, thanks for being here today. It was great.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks again for joining us. Now, remember, if you've got a question about any of the stuff we've covered here today, as Bree said, check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. That's panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series, download white papers, or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.